The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Have you and your fiancé ever had that conversation?
Have not.
What is arable?
It doesn't air anything. I've never heard him air.
The smartest way to go.
I have no grievances.
Hey, it's say something nice, day two.
I'm sorry.
We are not doing a good job of this at all.
Ricky, early word out of NASCAR is your little obscene gesture is going to cost you 100 points. Do you know how much that cost us in sponsorship dollars?
Well, with all due respect, Mr. Dent, I had no idea you'd gotten experimental surgery to have your balls removed.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, you don't hate anybody, number one.
First of all,
you're the nicest guy in the building.
First of all, Ryan Tannehill really just grinds my gears. But I have to say something nice, you know, and when he won Comeback Player of the Year, I thought that was a very nice story.
Didn't sound genuine at all.
Good for you, Ryan.
We're not very good at this.
What did you say? What was that?
Whoa, I said it with all due respect.
That doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to say to me.
Sure as heck does.
No, it doesn't
it's
mean that.
It's in the Geneva Convention. Look it up.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Let's go.
Star Wars seems like a compelling franchise. Okay?
No, what seems? Why are you hedging your bet there with scenes?
Because that's about as nice as I can get when it comes to Star Wars.
Well, then I think you have to pick something else to try to be nice
okay.
about.
Okay.
Now I suggest you and your wife, Mrs. Jim Beam, you guys go take a chill pill. Enjoy the win! Come on, man!
Okay.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it.
Feeling very nervous today, friends. Feeling very uncomfortable. I typically don't like to put my future in other people's hands. That's why I get real nervous walking in here every day with you all.
Why? Just because we want you to say DJ Ukulele on College Game Day?
Why are you nervous?
Among other things. Because I have court today, Chew.
Oh, boy.
Did you get Jack McCoy to represent you?
Who is Jack McCoy?
Jack McCoy would be my choice, yes. It's very intimidating.
Who's Jack McCoy?
Claire Kincaid.
I know Reuben Kincaid.
No, you don't.
No, you only know a Reuben sandwich.
Do you know who Reuben Kincaid is?
God, I love Reuben sandwiches.
Actually, I kind of am turning towards the Rachel sandwich,
Reuben
which
Stoddard?
Is a Reuben, but with turkey.
All right, let me ask you this. I was thinking about this earlier on. Why do they got to use dark rye on a Reuben? It's terrible.
You don't have to.
It's not terrible. You just had the wrong type of rye, apparently.
Why don't you get marble rye?
I get sourdough.
Sourdough's good,
ooh,
too.
Much better on sourdough.
Sourdough is rarely a bad choice
marble
for a
sandwich. Marble
Ashton,
rye.
Ashton, why? Why do they put it on? It's horrible bread.
I don't think it's horrible bread. I think you maybe have just had the worst versions of it.
What makes it good?
The tanginess of it. The texture.
It is sharp. It is definitely sharp. It's a sharp flavor.
Sourdough should be the
See, when you get a fish fry, you need to have the rye.
Now, I get it there. I get it. Pairs very well, but it doesn't pair well with the
like a wine.
Beef.
Like a wine.
The bread has some notes of
notes of
persimmon.
<juice. laughs> And it kind of looks like some good
and hibiscus.
So, Jen, you're going to jail today?
Probably. I have online court today for this alleged speeding I was doing like a month ago. When was it, Gabe? You asked
Two
me when
months
it was.
Ago.
June? Nope, that's today.
May.
Can we
May
be a
No,
something.
No. Or is it April? Was
That'd
it
be
four?
April.
Was
2 months would be April.
I'm looking. When
I don't
was
know,
this?
Man.
June, Jan, November. How does the song go on your knuckles?
January,
what?
February, March, gosh. And April, May, June, July, and August. That's what Layla sings. Those are the months of the year. She does sing off key. You're right. I'm trying to find the date on here, and I still can't find it. When did I get pulled over? January? Nope, that's my birthday.
Whoa. I think it's on the bottom right. I think it was.
How would you know that?
Date citation served March 30th. 2021. Now, this is much better than in New York, guys, when I got one time pulled over for speeding. Just the one time. Pulled over for speeding driving home from LaGuardia, and the trial took place 3 years later. No lie. Oh.
Was it just the one time in New York? Because the other times were in Connecticut, Jersey. You're just a fugitive of the law all over the place.
I plead the fifth. Okay. There is that. That's trial that lingo, yeah. Right?
Were you found guilty in that case?
No. I hired a lawyer who got it down to a faulty speedometer. So there.
And who's representing you on this one?
You are.
Well, I'm a witness for the prosecution, actually.
What? Why?
I believe you were hopped up on caffeine
You've
that
day.
You've
never even seen me drive.
I've seen
you. You pull in before
I've
I do.
I've seen you park.
We've heard of you driving, though, which is part of the issue.
By hearing of me, is that because when you're in the production office, you hear my brakes squealing as I pull into the parking lot? Is that what you mean by we hear you drive?
Yes, that is correct.
My reputation precedes me is what you're trying to say. So today on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we are going to be asking advice from our loyal listeners of how I can get away, get out of, that's what I meant to say, get out of, not get away with, but get out of this speeding ticket. The problem is it's a doozy, guys. It's 20 over. They said I was going 78 in a 55. That's 6 points.
They said you were going?
Yeah, this is all they allege.
All right.
Yeah, this is all alleged until, you know, after the court date today.
So that is today at 8:30 a.m.
And the fun
during
part is...
During our show.
Well, so the fun part is because that's during our show. Now, we will have Sophia Minert at 8:30, and she is a tremendous reporter. But we also have a very good reporter on our side in Brian D.
Ooh.
He is accepting the role of court reporter today and will be reporting back at 8:45 everything going on in the trial of Jen Latta.
What do I need to know about this? Anybody out there who's had to do these online circuit court, it's Milwaukee County versus me. Milwaukee County versus me. Notice of hearing today at 8:30. It is all online, which, by the way, guys, 50 characters. I counted them. 50 characters from the HTTPS wisconsincourts.zoom.us. 50 characters I had to put in the computer. So they basically just don't want you to show, right? This is absolutely like making sure you don't show because you will never get the 50 characters correct.
When you see the letters U.S. next to each other, in a government capacity, you say us?
I do.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure.
What are you looking to get out of it?
Completely.
I was going to say, I think you answered your own question.
All right. We got to start managing expectations.
Okay. Yes. Okay. What should I expect to get out of it? When you say get out of it, I said, yes, I would like to get out of it.
I could get you reduced to 4 points, but pay the total.
Four points.
Oh, if you, but
you're
if
not going any under. You're not going under four.
I mean, usually if they take points off, they make you pay more, don't you? You're pretty much paying for the points.
Oh, it's like a sliding scale. So if you get it down to 2 points, you have to pay more money
than you
would if it was down to 4 points. Mm-hmm. The problem is 6 points is a lot of points. I think you have 12.
I think it's half the points.
That's playing with fire.
What is it, a
that
Wednesday?
That means I can't get pulled over again.
For going 20 over.
Correct. The likelihood of that happening, Gabe, not great.
Doesn't seem good
unless I stop driving. Maybe I just get a driver.
How about you just don't speed?
Chewy, again, we...
I would allege I wasn't speeding on this day.
If we want to manage Jen's expectations of today, we also have to manage our expectations of Jen.
800-990-3776, 800-990-3776. We are taking all comers this morning. I will take lawyers. I will take people who have been pulled over. I will take people who have seen people being pulled over. I will take suggestions on how to navigate the online hearing.
However, if you are one of those people who has seen someone pulled over and you slow down on the highway just to gawk, I am going to make fun of you.
Well,
I am going to relentlessly come after you because you are the worst kind of driver.
But we still want to hear from you. 800-990-3776. I have questions for you guys. For example, does it matter how I look? Does it matter how I look on the online?
Do you want to get off? Put a bathing suit on if you want to get off.
Do you think anyone's tried that? On these,
sure.
Because you're online, you're not walking into a courtroom. You think anybody has been like
this
in
is
their
the farthest
robe?
Back I've seen Ashton back away from the board. He is pretty much out of his room.
What are you
Nobody
doing?
Is driving this ship.
What is he doing?
Well, that's a given. That's pretty
here
standard.
You go.
standard operating procedure here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The first thing is you just got a new set of tires put on.
Okay.
Which makes a difference.
Hold on, new tires. I'm
writing
this down.
But I think smaller tires. You said you went down a size in tires.
A down a size.
Don't look at me, man. You're the one who
actually know
used
about
to
tires.
Be involved with, you know, in
no,
the
I
auto
know.
In the auto industry.
Yes.
You used to be very much in that space.
See,
I have
key,
never been in that space.
See, and the key weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line already saying 6 points isn't a lot if you don't need the points. Just stop speeding.
There you go.
Again, to our loyal listeners and those who are new to the program, that's not really an option in this. This is just not going to happen. It's also like asking Jen to, you know, stop running out of gas or asking, you know, Chewy not to bring everything back to football. Like, these are things that are just not going
They're
to
They're just
happen.
Built into our DNA, guys. They're just streaming through our veins. You just got to deal with it.
Also, I got to play this. I'm sorry.
Chewy was right.
What did
Holy
I do?
Chewy
it's
was
be
right.
Tires.
It's about the tires. I wanted everyone to know that I can confirm if you say you are downsizing your tires, your speedometer will read faster. That is an actual fact that I know. The problem is you would have to show proof that you downsized your tires.
Oh, so this is where the body shop comes in. Chewy.
I mean, I could help you with that.
I got a
but again,
receipt.
I have to see, right. We got to see the receipts. You got to see another tire.
No,
I know the size.
I put bigger tires on my car here, and I went by one of those, you know, where they have the electrical digit readouts.
Okay.
And it was like 4 miles off.
Your speedometer was?
Yes. I was shocked.
4 miles fast or slow?
Slow.
Yeah, bigger, slower.
Yeah.
800-990-3776, that's our number. I need all of the advice, all of the suggestions, all of the help to get out of my circuit court today with Milwaukee County. They say I was doing 78 in a 55. I would like to, you know, not have to pay the penalty or the fine or the fee or whatever it is, the points, for this alleged infraction. We have several people weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. We do have an article here that I found that says, here, it's all advice on how to get out of a speeding ticket. 13 cops explain how to get out of a speeding ticket. We'll get into that and your comments right after this. 800-990-3776 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You think when I'm watering the plant and it's full, it's sitting there going, no, no more. You're drowning me.
I do, and that's why your wife won't let you water the plants.
Literally.
Anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels. He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after
That's
someone.
Right, 78 in a 55, according to this
allegedly.
Piece of paper. Exactly, it is all alleged until I get finished with my hearing today at 8:30. Lots of folks weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. We'll get to your comments in just a moment. But first, we got to get to Randy, who is on the line. Randy, I am taking any and all advice and suggestions on how to get out of this speeding ticket. Good morning.
Well, good morning. First of all, you're going to have to get an attorney. I got popped for 97 and a 55.
Oh!
$501.
How many points?
Randy!
How many
points?
It was 4 points because he wrote it up to save my license. I drive truck for a living and my risk my CDL. But, yeah, it's going to cost. It's reckless driving. I believe anything over 20 is reckless driving. And your insurance is going to go up. I got mine reduced 1 to 4, 1 to 5 over.
But you had an attorney.
For the points.
Do you think Mark Chmura will be a good attorney this morning on the online hearing?
Oh, my God. What have you been drinking early in the morning?
Oh, that's Gabe.
That's usually just me.
Randy, we appreciate the call. Randy, not giving me a lot of hope there since I do not have an attorney on retainer. However, what I do have is the dulcet tones of my voice to reach out to our listening audience. If there are any attorneys out there who would like to help me out at 8:30 this morning, please call in 800-990-3776.
Also, do it soon because in order to join, Jen is going to have to take the rest of the show to type out the link you are going to have to join, which is the Zoom call that she has to join. And there was no copy and paste option because she only had the paper copy. So she had to type in 50 different characters into the web browser this morning so she'd
like
be ready to go anyway.
9605784091 question mark PW9. I mean, and it goes on for another 25 characters. Ryan in McGuanago, he says, loyal listener, being a judge of people, lie your ass off. Make them think you're on something. I don't think that that's very good advice, Ryan. I think he's trying to. Oh, and then he says, and maybe you tell him you know Mark Chmura.
Now you're getting 8 points. I mean, what's your goal, though?
I'm kind of a big deal.
What if they said,
Mark Chmura is
like
a close
Gabe said,
personal friend of mine.
Which there's a chance. We'll give you 2 points, but it's a $600 fine.
Fine.
Okay, what if there's no fine but keep the 6 points?
Fine. Ooh,
that's a good question. What would you rather have?
Yeah, let's put that on the poll.
A giant fine or you get reduction
in points?
Yeah, you're going
to get dinged in insurance.
I know. See, that's what I'm worried about. My insurance is really low. Like, I have been on a good stretch. Let's just say that back in the day when I was younger, earlier in my life, if you will, I would occasionally get popped for speeding repeatedly. There was a point where my license was suspended for being popped for speeding so many times. The way I always justify it is I was driving back and forth between Rockford, Illinois and Milwaukee, and that's a lot of driving.
All right.
The more you drive, the more likely you are to get popped for speeding.
Not
is that true?
Is this hold on.
That's the rationalization?
And answer this truth.
Isn't the more you drive mean, you know, hey, I have learned a lesson, especially after you've been popped two or three times. You go, you know what? I'm going to be more responsible because I have to drive all the time. Not, oh, I'm driving all the time. I'm speeding. It's okay.
But yeah. Is this a gen problem or is this a car problem? Because I will tell you this. I don't like cars. I don't like driving cars. I hate driving cars. But when I have to drive my wife's car, it's easy to speed. No, it's easy to speed.
Physics.
As opposed to a...
Well, because it has such tiny
SUV.
Pedals.
I don't know why. No, I think it just rides
foot
so
on
much
the tiny
smoother.
Pedals, just really.
But you were in your monster truck.
Yeah, my Tahoe. Yep.
What if they have your phone records?
What about my phone
you
records?
You know you were on the damn phone.
I wasn't
I
on
can
the phone.
Guarantee.
I tell him this every time. He always says...
Who thinks she was on her phone?
But I
I'm
wasn't
the only one.
On
the only
my
one.
Phone. I tell you this all the time. I do the talk to text in my phone. I've got everything hooked up with Bluetooth. I don't even have to. I see people,
well,
by the way, though,
phone.
Holding their phones still. I can't believe that's still a thing.
Yeah.
Holding your phone while you drive. Kick over to Best Buy, grab some headphones, plug it in like my parents do, and get your hands off of the phone.
Well, it's
and
not illegal
wheel.
Here, is it? It's illegal in Illinois.
There are a lot of states where it's
yeah.
illegal. I
yeah.
thought Wisconsin was a hands-free
no,
state.
No, I don't think
no?
it is.
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
All right, lots of advice coming in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. I'm going to read some of it. Andres from Milwaukee, thanks for writing in. He says, ask them how often they calibrate their speed gun.
Ooh.
Because that might be an option. He says 20 over is a lot, though, sad face.
No, it's not 20 over. It's 23 over.
Very good. There's
yes.
hope for you to figure out that 17-game
yes.
schedule yet, my friend. Steve weighing in saying, tell the DA you have no problem paying the fine. Your only concern is the points. The DA will recommend a reduction in points. All will be well. I mean, listen.
What does the insurance company care about? The points?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because okay. they don't care if you put your money
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Look, and again, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Either I'm paying the insurance company to raise my rates, or I'm paying the county of Milwaukee for, you know, allegedly speeding. Kevin in Sheboygan saying, do they have video evidence of you speeding? If not, just lie. Say you were keeping pace with traffic and you were just the unlucky person the cop picked. Don't admit to any speed or guilt. Argue that driving slower would have put you at risk of getting hit. Most of those radars have a plus or minus 5 mile per hour accuracy, so you can't argue you were going less than what they said, which still puts me in the danger zone.
17 over. Or
oh my God,
possibly,
I'd be such a bad lawyer.
She was going, you know, 28 over.
You would?
27 over.
You'd be a bad lawyer?
I'd be a terrible
why?
Lawyer. I feel like that's self-explanatory why I'd be a terrible lawyer. I wouldn't be able to lie to the other side.
Yeah.
Here's what would happen. I'd say something. Another lawyer would say objection. I'd be like, yeah, you're right. And I'd sit back down probably.
All right, Jen, here you go.
Okay.
I could get you this.
Oh, boy.
A day in jail with nothing on your record.
A day in jail?
With nothing.
I
will just erase it totally. The whole day.
Wait a minute. In county jail
county.
Or in like Mequon jail? River Hills jail? I'd take the River Hills jail. It's
would
probably
you do
three
it?
Hots and a cot.
All right. We'll go River Hills jail.
Yeah, I'd do River Hills jail for one day for 0 points, 0 fine.
I think you should throw that out there.
I think she'd take it as a welcome vacation from her family.
Could I do the radio show from jail?
No.
Yeah, it's possible.
Is it possible? But I can't imagine that they're going to go, yeah, here's your equipment, Jen. Feel free to do your job
while you're
incarcerated.
Well, what do you think I'm going to do? Break out? I'm going to, like, fashion the little unit into a
key? Gabe, it's River Hills. There's probably Louis Vuitton furniture in there, okay?
What is this, Chanel? Yeah. Chanel? Yeah. 800-990-3776. I'm asking all advice, all suggestions, anything to help me get out of this speeding ticket hearing that I have this morning at 8:30 online. And I need advice. Like, right now I'm wearing a baseball cap. Should I take my baseball cap off? Will it be considered not professional if I'm wearing a baseball cap?
I think you should approach it how you would, like, if you were actually going to the courthouse, that's how you should approach it.
Oh, well, I'm SOL then, because I got a black tank top on and a jean jacket, so.
I think the tire's the best thing we got going right now.
I'm with Chewy. I 100% think that's the way you should go. Yeah.
Well, again, we're going to get to this list because I do have a list. 13 cops explain how to get out of a speeding ticket. We found it online. More of your suggestions as well as we, the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy family, all try to figure out how to help me get out of the speeding ticket, my hearing this morning at 8:30. But before we get to that, with everyone being outside, the curb appeal of your house is more important than ever. And what a better way to improve your curb appeal than with new windows from Universal Windows Direct. Universal Windows Direct windows will save you money on your energy bills. They'll make cleaning a breeze. And when your pals come over for a little get-together like we had at our house this weekend to celebrate Memorial Day and honor those who have fought for our country, well, they were like, gosh, those are some good-looking windows you got, Jen. And best yet, you can put off paying for your windows for 2 full years. Call now to schedule your personal estimate and take advantage of their buy one window, get one window free deal. Plus, like I said, zero interest, zero payment for 2 full years. Here's the number, 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000. Or you can visit them online at universalwindowsdirect.com, universalwindowsdirect.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe is already eating his feelings.
What are you talking about? I'm fine. What do you mean, Buck Lock? This doesn't bother me.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You know, it does feel like we've been practicing this trial thing for weeks now. Between the Aaron Rodgers drama and the Packers, who's to blame, who's at fault. You could basically put them on trial. Naomi Osaka, you've probably seen that story in the last few days. It feels like people have been putting her on trial for saying that she, at first, didn't want to speak at the French Open, then withdrawing from the tournament completely. It's crazy how many people have strong opinions on that entire saga. And we'll get into that as the show goes on as well. But right now, we are talking about my hearing with the Milwaukee County Police, Milwaukee County Courts, at 8:30 this morning. I will have to duck out from our show so that I can handle my legal business. We've been asking for suggestions, advice, any advice you have on how I can maybe get out of this thing. We've got Mike in Jackson on the line, 800-990-3776. Mike, what you got?
Hey, so I'm actually a retired police officer.
Oh, here we go.
This will be very helpful. I'm taking notes.
The plus or minus 5 miles per hour on the radar gun. That's not true.
Woo, good to
most,
know.
If not all, departments are required to calibrate their stuff every morning. And then after they give you a ticket so they can tell, yeah, this is when I tested it and this is how I tested.
Mike, is it true that every third month you have to hit a quota? Because this was March 30th, which was the third month of the year. Is that true?
So quarterly?
No, quotas in the state of Wisconsin are illegal.
Oh. Illegal? Oh, but do they exist anyway? It's kind of like Bounty Gate. Like, you can't really put bounties on guys' heads in football, but they sort of kind of do still.
All I can say is they're illegal. I can never tell the people that I supervise you had to have this many.
Really?
Well, that is good to know. Mike, it sounds like you're in a beautiful spot right now. I can hear the birds chirping.
Are you in Augusta?
Just piping in the bird noise.
I'm packing my house to move to Florida, so I'm just outside doing stuff, yeah.
We're in Florida. Are you going to be Chewy's neighbor?
I'm in Sarasota. He'll be in Tampa,
oh,
right?
You're not far. You're an hour away. Yeah. St. Yep. Pete. Oh, you're going
to
love it.
All right, Mike. Well, we hope you'll continue to listen to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy when you make your move down to Florida. Thank you for the advice. This was very helpful. Have a great day, man.
You too. And don't wear a hat.
Oh, let's see. Look at all the advice Mike is giving us. Pete and Kenosha, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. What advice do you have for me, Pete?
Jen, it's time to use Chewy's celebrity status for your own good. And what you do is you have him call Brett. Brett calls in on your Zoom call. He puts in a good word for you, and you're out free. But do yourself a favor. Make sure Brett's not holding a beer when he's talking about how cool you are.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yes.
If you use Brett to get Jen out of a speeding ticket, yet you wouldn't get Brett on this show and allowed him to go on Wildy and Tausch instead of this, I am going to be so upset.
I'm going to quit if that happens.
Can I ask you a question, Gabe? What happens when you get upset?
All right, let me ask you this.
No, I think this is important because I've never seen Gabe upset. I want to know, like,
do your nostrils, Gabe, I advise you to not answer that question.
Do your nostrils flare? Do you get, like, hot? Did your face get red? Like,
I use very unpleasant language, Jen.
You write a stern note to
very strong Lord. Letter to Mark's mother.
To my mother?
Yeah.
No, let's not get her involved.
What comes around
question
goes around.
For you, though. That's Charlene. Ooh, I got the jinx. Would wearing a Rodgers jersey be a plus or a minus?
Ooh.
I would say a minus.
I would not do that. Should we put that on the poll, Ashton? Would Jen wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey during her online hearing help her or hurt her? That's what we should ask.
I'm going to say hurt.
The hat thing is very interesting.
Do you think I need to take the hat off?
Yes.
The former police officer.
You cannot wear a hat in court.
So, but again, why take the risk, right? Why risk that maybe the attorney or judge or whomever I'm going to talk to, court representative, would find it offensive and think that I was not taking it seriously?
What if you looked all disheveled? Like you don't have money and you're like... go to tears.
So pretty much how I look every day when I walk into this place.
I'm not saying anything.
I mean, Chewy the other day was like, is Jen homeless? Should we be concerned? Someone
she lives out of the Mary Poppins bag.
Someone weighed in on the ESPN Milwaukee talking text line saying that I should tell them.
In front of us.
I did. I was like, oh, I forgot this morning. Do-do-do.
And then she smelled herself and goes, smells like a lady.
I know. And I wanted to use it and she wouldn't let me because I wanted to smell like a lady.
I believe someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I've read a story where I believe in NBA locker rooms, most players use Secret as their deodorant. Fun fact.
Come on.
I swear.
It smells like a lady.
I don't know, maybe it's better. Why is women's deodorant better? Why is it better than men's?
The problem with women's deodorant, because it's,
start huffing the
chalky, you get the, and you pull your shirt on after you put the deodorant on.
It does smell like a lady.
What kind of notes does it have, Gabe?
But here's the thing.
Floral.
Yeah, very floral. The thing about this deodorant, though, I don't like the chalky deodorant. Like, I got to go
because you
a
get
gel.
Streaks on the shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I like the chalky, actually.
I can't really see it.
You guys don't do the...
I can't see as well
you
as
did.
You can. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys don't do the underarm, you know, and then you do, like, the chicken dance. You don't guys do that to, like, rub around, make sure it doesn't... You guys don't do that?
No, that used to be with the spray.
I don't do that, no, but I see why you might in order to make it go faster, the drying process. Kevin in Sheboygan saying, Jen's logic kind of tracks the more time you spend on the road driving. The more likely you are to see a cop, but that doesn't actually mean you're more likely to get caught speeding unless you know you're always speeding.
Maybe
what I meant to say was the more you drive while speeding, the more likely you are to get pulled over.
All right. Did you have your cruise control on?
No. I very rarely use cruise control. I did the other day when I went up to London because that's just a long stretch of road. I don't know.
Why? I put it on everywhere.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Quick trip? Anywhere you're going?
If I'm going on the highway, I throw it right on.
The first few cars I owned didn't have cruise control, so I just got used to not using it. Just got used to, you know, just going. And especially once you're in college, I was going back and forth, like Platteville to Horicon was about 2 hours.
See,
so
to me, the line in a 65, the line would be... It's kind of moved. It used to be 74.
Well, the speed limit is now 70. It's 55.
Where's
65.
It 70?
North of my house. Just as soon as you get past my road, my exit.
It is 70, you're right.
Most 65s have become 70s in the last...
So I go 78.
Years. Sure, you go 8 over.
Yeah.
Okay, so someone at one point told me that 14 was the spot.
I think that's a little aggressive.
angry makes if you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Yeah. Let's see, who is this? Ryan and McGuadigo weighing in saying, just be happy if they knock the ticket down a level, pay your fine, and then rush home. 800-990-3776.
And then get another.
3776, 800-990-3776. Howard in Sherman Park, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What advice or suggestions do you have for me, Howard?
Log in early so you know the Zoom link works and you appear at the hearing. Because if you ain't there, you're not going to be able to negotiate.
That's what I told
her. This is very good advice, Howard. Now, speaking of negotiating, I think we should do a mock trial. I think I should have somebody. Yeah, well, eeny, meeny, miny,
moe. Which one do you really want to represent?
I want to be the prosecutor.
You know what? That's fine, because I don't think I'm going to get anybody as big a hard ass as you when it comes to the people on here. So fine. You give me a hard time. Does that mean that Gabe is my attorney that I actually don't have?
Yeah, Ashton's the judge.
Ashton's the judge. Ashton, will you be like the judge in My Cousin Vinny?
I will try.
Did you say utes? What really, is a ute?
I don't know if I can do the accent, but I will try.
I like that guy. R.I.P. What was his name? He played Herman Munster, too.
Are we sure he's dead?
Oh, boy. Did you just kill someone?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Well, I feel like we should double check.
Go ahead.
Do we have a fine on the show yet for killing people?
No.
We should probably come up with someone.
What about if you resurrect someone?
Ooh.
Someone was dead and you thought they were alive?
Yeah.
Who was the person you thought was alive that was dead? Not Hank Aaron.
I know this story.
Well, no. So the first time I did it, I did it with Steve McNair. So we were doing doing a draft show, and this was like in the second round when they were kind of, you know, trotting out these former legends of teams, you know, to announce the draft pick. And we were going around, and Brian D was there. We were going around, who do you think the Titans are going to use? And I went, Steve McNair. And like, it had just recently happened where he had very tragically died. And I was very embarrassed that I had mentioned Steve McNair rising from the grave to step up and make the selection for the Tennessee
Titans.
That's
not as bad as calling a woman pregnant when she's not.
Ooh, yes. That is because you should know better by now. Never, ever, ever approach a woman that you think might be pregnant and say, so how far along are you?
Chewy, please tell me you didn't do
that. No, my wife does all
okay.
the time.
Okay, all right. As long as it's not you, that's
fine.
Because
she has no filter.
Well, the thing is, I think Angie kind of does it for effect. Now I'm starting to think that Angie just does this stuff to entertain herself.
No, she has vomit mouth. It just comes
There's
out.
There's no filter.
It just... Bleh!
Yeah, so she needs a little Jiminy Cricket on her shoulder, right? Let your conscience be your guide.
Shoulder, yeah.
Like your hand, honey.
By the way, so Fred Gwynne, who played the judge, he died in 1993.
Yeah, thank goodness. Yeah. Long gone.
for being right. You know, it's all just for Jen, for being right.
How old is my cousin Vinny?
Very old. Think about Marissa Tomei in that movie.
That's got to be 90.
He died in 93. I think it's 92. My Cousin Vinny was 1992.
Wow.
So he died shortly thereafter.
She was the star of that movie, right? Like,
no.
Joe Pesci was great, but she was the star.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
Think
she
about
wasn't.
The scenes that she was in. The pause attraction scene. The imagine
like
you're a deer.
Scene.
Imagine you're a deer. Come on. Imagine you're a deer.
No, Joe Pesci's
you have
the guy.
To talk like that the rest of the show. You have to talk like that the rest of the show now.
I don't think I can do it.
You have to, though. I don't care. You have to talk like Marissa Tomei.
A freaking bullet rips through your head. Your blood and guts are all over the place. Now I ask you.
How do you get mud in the tires? There's mud in the tires? That's a real good movie.
Terry weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. I've heard that many cops go by the rule of thumb 8. Wait, hold on. 8, you're great. 9, you're mine for miles over the speed limit that they will allow. 8, you're great.
Yeah.
9, you're mine.
Okay.
How much of this is, though, kind of made up? Like, I feel like everybody has, like, made up, like, the police officer's not going to do
things.
Yeah, the quota thing.
Because
it's
my brother was a cop. My brother was a cop in L.A., and they had quotas. They had to reach quotas.
My guess is they've gotten rid of most quotas. Everywhere.
Really?
I mean, that would just be my guess at this point.
Although our friend who called earlier could neither confirm nor deny that they still exist even though they're illegal. He said all
illegal.
I can say is I'm not allowed to put quotas out there for my guys. Make sure that Jen changes her screen name on the Zoom. Why? You don't think that going as Jen Latta would help?
No, that is the way to go because there are definitely some videos that I've seen where people use very inappropriate names as their screen and it just really annoys the judge.
The judge gets annoyed.
Yes.
But if I say Jen Latta, comma, ESPN.
See, what I think where you screwed up here is
speeding.
Coming. Well,
speeding.
I mean, that's, you know, you can't, much like the Rogers situation, we can't change the past, Jen. Like,
yeah, but the toothpaste is out of the tube.
You can't shove it back in.
Is the judge a male or a female? You should have the judge on there.
Let me look.
We should have the judge on the show.
No, the mistake that Jen made was deciding to come in and do the Zoom call at work, because you should have had the Emmys positioned behind you.
Oh, yes. Or at least thrown them in the Mary Poppins bag.
He might
had
not
you
like
guys
that,
hold
though.
Them behind
he
my head.
He or she might not like that.
Might feel like a little
arrogant.
Yeah, probably. What can I say? I'm very good at my job. Steve Wagon.
Okay.
Steve Wagon saying,
who's a bigger celebrity, Jen or Chew?
Oh, Jen.
Chewy, for sure. No, get out of here. I never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you've won a couple of Emmys. That's like winning the Super Bowl of your profession.
Hmm.
Who's really a bigger thought about celebrity? It that way.
That's a really good question, Gabe.
Yeah. I 800-990-3776. Who's a bigger celebrity, Jen or Chew?
Put it on the poll. Okay, here we go. It says Steve, unnamed Steve. I don't know where you are. Sorry, I'm distracted by the Emmys being the Super Bowl thing. My head is like, really? They're going to ask you, how do you plea? You say no contest, pay the fine, and ask them to please reduce your points. And that was at 7:31 that he wrote that. And then he's been listening to the show for the last 10 minutes. And he said, never mind. Don't plead no contest. Plead insanity. Oh, Steve.
There you have it.
Steve, you are officially on the fake payroll here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Welcome to the fake payroll. Randy in Greendale letting us know it was Ralph Macchio who played the client.
Karate Kid.
Yes.
Hey, well, yeah, Karate Kid.
How did you want to say it?
Macchio?
Yeah, Macchio. That, you know what? The other thing that gets me is that tea now that everybody's drinking, Matcha tea.
I want to pronounce that wrong every time. You want to have the, like, because it's M-A-T-C-H-A.
Spelled phonetically.
Yeah.
Why do you have an issue with that one?
I don't know. But that's one that I look at every time and I go, you know, the green stuff that everyone's drinking.
What do you want to say?
Matcha.
Like Ken Maka, but with a T?
Like Ken Maka from the Brewers. Very successful manager with the team.
Yes, insanity is the way to plead.
All right, guys, now the weather is changing. It is getting nicer out there, and that means you're going to want to be spending time outside with your pals, with your gals. That's my plan for this weekend. We're going to the corners of Brookfield. We're going to go for drinks, have a little dinner al fresco, and here's why. Happy hour at the corners of Brookfield is every day from 3 to 6 p.m. Tons of restaurants are involved, and so many of them, like Wahlburgers and Sendix and Grimaldi, they all have spots outside. Of course, you know about the Bel Air Cantina patio. You're right there on the market square. If you're lucky, maybe your hometown team will be playing in a game, and they'll throw it up on the big screen so you can sit outside, enjoy your tacos, enjoy your beverages, and watch your favorite hometown team on the big screen. There is always something happening at the corners of Brookfield. Don't be left out. Head to their website. It's thecornersofbrookfield.com, thecornersofbrookfield.com, to check out upcoming events, sales, and more. Tell them Jen sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What about FDR?
His name was Fred. Was he really?
His name was Franklin.
That's not Fred.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
On 94.5 ESPN.
So many people weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, giving me advice on how to get out of my ticket. Steve weighing in again. He's the one that called me insane. He said, good luck, Jen. Don't forget to let us know how it turns out. Thank you. I appreciate the good luck. Ryan and McGuanago saying, speaking of gas, just say you accidentally put jet fuel in the tank. Kind of like that one. It might work.
Whoops.
So look, we already went over the hat. I should take the hat off.
Yes.
I brought my makeup. Do I need to put some makeup on? You guys see me in the morning. Would it help to kind of...
I don't think the makeup's going to make or break you.
You want to look like a working mom, right? Grinding it out. Oh, easy on the fine.
Okay. All right. So don't go nuts. Just kind of go, you know, look a little haggard, but not super haggard.
Yeah. Haggard?
Haggard, you know, or you look a little haggard.
Okay. That's a new one.
Not to be confused with Hodor, which is probably where your brain went immediately.
Or Hagrid.
Hagrid is the guy from Harry Potter.
Okay.
I think maybe I was getting Hagrid and Hodor confused.
Are we going to do a little court case here? I'm so fired up.
Okay, yes. Let's do the court case. Should we use the music from Law and Order or something like
whatever
that?
Whatever as she wants.
Court's in session. Opening statements, please.
I'll just go right to the final statement.
Okay, final statement.
Whoa.
Apparently I'd be a bad judge as well.
I feel like my attorney should get a say here.
Have at it.
Your Honor, my client is a hardworking mother. She's in the studio in the morning, has to get home quickly because she has children at home, and especially when this happened, you know, kids aren't in school, and you got to make sure that you have that parental, that motherly figure around. So she was just making sure she could get home as quickly as possible. However, while she was moving quickly, I allege that she was not going
Your
as
Honor,
fast
I
as
object.
You allege.
I object.
On what grounds?
Sustained. The counselor's entire opening statement, with the exception of the final two words, which is on what grounds, which are three words, will be stricken from the record.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Can I start my closing argument now?
Yes.
Can I just have a word with my attorney?
Yeah.
No, you cannot.
Tell the court who my husband is. They'll understand why I have to get home so early.
So quickly. Dario was in charge of the
Dario
kids.
Dario Melendez.
Dario Melendez.
Okay.
Maybe you've seen him.
Sorry, Mr. Prosecutor, overruled. That's a fair point.
That's yeah.
She can't leave Dario home alone with the kids. He practically is a
yeah,
kid.
No.
Your Honor, in closing... Your Honor, in closing, she had the two Utes in the car with
I'm sorry,
her
what
at
word was that?
The time.
Utes?
The two Utes.
Like from Utah?
I'd like to bring up an old court case from New York where she was on her way to the airport speeding. She ran over four cats,
a dog,
and
object,
19 lizards.
Objection
okay?
sustained.
They were cones!
No, they were whole. Now, I think, Your Honor, this should seal the deal. Okay.
Honor,
I gave my blood, sweat, and tears to this state.
Overruled.
Gave them what they wanted, a Super Bowl. Love that organization. Love the state. And what you have before you.
Excuse me.
I am imploring you to find her guilty. Is your lawyer Knight? Sure, I guess.
Alright, what do you object to in anything you just said?
I object to everything that he said on the grounds that it's detrimental to my case.
Your Honor, I don't care about points. I don't care about fines. If you could find it in your heart, as a Packer fan, as a Wisconsin fan, to deport her back to the state of Illinois, that cesspool where she is from, and that team that should be banned from the NFL because they suck.
Okay. Any final statement, Lawyer Gabe?
I think we should lean on the Dario thing.
Once again, I just like to put it out there for the court that Jen, again, not only does she work here, but she works for ESPN, as we refer to Big ESPN. You can see her on popular television shows such as SportsCenter, such as College Game Day, which she won a couple of Emmys. And not only
does Jen do Highly Questionable, because I love that show.
Do you do Highly Questionable?
We'll make it work.
Okay, yes, we can definitely make that happen.
Okay, Around the Horn?
Also, we'll do our best.
We'll do our best.
Monday Night Football.
Have been on Monday Night Football.
Wait, really? Timeout, really?
Yeah.
Sweet. Sorry, continue.
All right, so she's been on Monday Night Football. She's won a couple of Emmys, which in, you know, in her profession is like winning the Super Bowl, much like...
Like Emmys or regional Emmys?
Sports Emmys, even better.
I can't confirm or deny that. Continue.
National Sports Emmys. They're not regional. They're National Sports Emmys. And not only has she somehow been talented enough to win those Emmys and host and lead this morning show, she has a family she has to take care of. Now, when it comes to that, sometimes she's gone, like in the morning, and she has to make sure she gets home in a timely fashion to make sure the house is still standing.
Your Honor,
because
I object.
Dario Melendez.
And I would like See, they said it again. Well, do we know what Dario Melendez is? He is a Dolphins fan, okay? A Dolphins fan, which happened to kill one of my investigators, the pet detective down there, okay? So all they are is deflecting.
In fairness, he didn't see the end of that
this
movie.
This isn't about speeding.
I'd like
this
to,
is not
object,
about speeding.
I'd like to object,
this
sir,
is not about
sir,
Emmys.
Sir,
this is about Packers
sir,
fans.
I am
the
judge.
He didn't see the end to realize that Ace Ventura lived because there was a sequel.
Now, did you see the end of that movie on Lawyer Chew?
I didn't.
Okay.
He just assumed the dolphin killed his detective.
In that case, I feel like I'm ready to make
because
my ruling.
Because someone was burning out in front of my house, distracted me. It was a female wearing a hat, putting on deodorant, and driving a big SUV.
Okay. I think I'm ready to make my ruling.
Okay.
Jen, do you have any final words?
I just want to remind the court, Dario Melendez. I had to leave my children with Dario Melendez. And so if I stepped on the gas a little to accelerate the process of returning to my children and taking them out of the hands of
Dario Melendez,
all should be forgiven.
Okay.
Judge, and I think we have to figure out if
talking.
There was
I'm
any
done.
Relation
you're done. You're done.
To a Melendez
you're,
brothers
this is anything you're saying
who
is stricken
tragically
from the here's my
murdered
ruling.
Their parents in California.
That's the Menendez.
Yes, yeah, the Menendez. And you're just helping your case go even further. Here is my ruling. Jen Latta. Hereby, what are, you're a reverend. Gabe, what do they say? Invested in me in the court of public law?
Yes.
Is this a I wedding? Mean, I'm, are we getting married?
I can do weddings. I don't do trials.
By the state of Wisconsin, I hereby sentence you, Jen Latta, to one full show wearing Packers gear.
Oh!
Registered Packers gear.
Thank you.
Quick deal! End. I will do it!
Do you have your own, or do we have to supply that
I
for
you? I think I have an old Brett Favre jersey I could bring in.
Okay.
I think I have an old Favre.
A Favre Packers jersey? Because there are a lot of other Favre jerseys
I have
now.
A Favre. I have a Favre Packers jersey. Yep. Big old number four. Luscious green and gold. I'm very thankful that Ashton let me off the hook here. Not so sure that the real judge
you
in
can't
about
handle
30
the
minutes.
Truth.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Will there be an appeal? No.
Well,
you can appeal. I guess you can appeal
tomorrow.
To you know, Good Karma Brands president Craig Karmazin.
Okay. I'll kill him again. What movie is that from? It's like Samuel L. Jackson,
I'm just
right?
To kill people over here.
See what
and
I mean?
Do it again.
Melendez, Menendez. It's all the same, Your Honor.